was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Definitely feels like spring in the east and the big cities early this week with tranquil weather, partly cloudy skies and temperatures close to 60 tomorrow and well into the 70s on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a very strong late season winter storm will be hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight, and that will affect the Midwest and southern states by midweek. And the East Coast, look for heavy thunderstorms to once again break out across the Midwest Tuesday and Wednesday with possible hail, very heavy rains, 4 and 5 inches of rain in Paducah, Kentucky, 2 to 3 inches in southern Missouri, downstate Illinois and Indiana, and falling on already saturated ground could cause some river flooding. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. I'm the host of Strippers on the Loose, and I have tax tips for our dancer friends. Later on Sterling at Night.
This week is the 130th episode of Florida Stories, and we've got Whites Gone Wild, violent lesbians, a pedophile gets thrown in the wood chipper, and you're guaranteed to get 3% dumber just for listening to it. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Alan, I talked to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get an answer that you want me to.
Did you hear that? That's my wife. That is my wife. I can't believe how talented she is. That's Alana Haim, the star of Licorice Pizza. Have you seen Licorice Pizza yet? Well, that is your homework. That has been your homework for some time now, because Paul Thomas Anderson, the director, his father was Ernie Anderson, who was the guy who went the Love Boat. He was the drive time, prime time voice of the ABC television network. Ernie Anderson.
Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get an answer that you want me to.
This month, Haim starts a national tour that launches in Las Vegas on April 24th, home of KXNT. Haim launches their national tour in Las Vegas, home of KXNT, a Sterling on Sunday affiliate, a proud Sterling on Sunday affiliate. You know, there's a common trait to every single Sterling on Sunday affiliate. You know what it is? A sense of humor. They get it. They understand that this is a show. We're here to make a show to help you get from Sunday night to Monday morning. Late night workers, third shift workers. And how do we identify ourselves? How do we know we're third shift workers? We have never seen a full vending machine. There has never been a full vending machine when you and I come to work. What's there? A bear claw, one of those yucky, disgusting bear claws that rarely comes out of the machine. And is there anything left to heat up, like a bad pizza? No, those are all gone. Nothing. Maybe some hot chocolate. Oh, let me open the hot chocolate. I'll get some. It's all gone, too. There's nothing left for us in the break room. The break something room. The prejudice against third shift workers, late night workers, it is unbelievable, the suffering we have to go through, because what doesn't seem to be understood by people who run these companies is that if you and I are working late at night, if we're working the third shift, here's the deal. We're prejudiced against. We're discriminated against. We walk into suffering, silence, isolation, and all the birthday parties. When do they happen? They happen at 10 in the morning. You and I come to work, and there on the table is sad little paper doilies from a caterer. Any cake? No, there's some crumb over there and some ugly vanilla cream, and it's just horrible. Are there any cups? Oh, yeah, there are cups, lots of cups for punch and soda and juice, but there's no punch or soda or juice. It's a horrible dilemma that you and I run into because the employees, the employers of these companies do not understand that in 90% of the cities that have three-shift businesses, factories, thought leadership, three-shift businesses, there's nothing open to go and eat. There is no place open to eat. You'd have to drive a very long way to that town over there to get something to eat on the third shift. Or you'd have to remember to bring something. Oh, look at that. McDonald's just closed. It just closed. I just pulled in and it's closed. How is it possible that McDonald's is not open? And Dunkin' Donuts, our favorite coffee, the finest coffee ever made, are they open now? 90% of the cities, they're not open now. If I had a retail business across the street from one of those big Amazon warehouses or one of those big Amazon sorting centers, very scary, where all the 18-wheelers are in the parking lot with the logo on the sign, the big smiles. If I had a store across from there, I'd have a giant sign on it that says, open 24 hours. Open now. Please come in. We are here to serve you. Am I right? My phone number, 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I am your only hope. This is it. It's me. I am the only hope. I'm here every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. because of the shame of our affiliates not allowing me to go on 7 nights a week. I'm here. I'm ready to go. Boom, 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 boom. You want to make actual money? You want to have spots read properly? That's what I'm here for. 888-688-9258. I have a phone screener. I don't know how that happened, but I have a phone screener, and he's competent. His name is Henry, and he wants to talk to you. You finally have someone to talk to at 10:13 on a Sunday night, 8:13 on the West Coast on a Sunday night. Finally, people to talk to, and I want to talk to you about the dilemmas of working the third shift. Even things like parking your car. Unless you're in a secure parking lot with giant Klieg lights, those giant prison lights way up there, it's not safe. It doesn't feel safe, does it? It doesn't feel good to park the car in the street. Oh, God, don't park the car in the street. It doesn't feel good. Everything about working the third shift is a challenge, starting with the fact that you are asked this question 400 times a week. Ready? Recky? Ready? When do you sleep? When do you sleep? You work overnights? When do you sleep? Shut up. It's none of your business. When I sleep is absolutely none of your business.
Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me.
Insane. How hot is that? To hear a woman sing that part of that song, it's a Fleetwood Mac song. That part's usually sung by a guy. It's the hardest hard rock song imaginable. Usually a guy sings this part.
Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to.
My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Why do I have a vanity phone number? Because I'm a big freaking deal. That's why. They were afraid not to give me a vanity phone number. You should have a vanity phone number, too. That's right. And it's really easy to get. The phone company has this scam where they charge you to search for the number. You don't have to pay to search to see if a number is available. You just have to dial it and see what happens. It's like when people say, well, let's schedule a phone call for Thursday at 2 p.m. I'm sitting there listening to this idiot, and I say, listen, I got an idea. Instead of scheduling a phone call, why don't we do it old school? And why don't you call me when you want to talk to me and see what happens? Let's see if I answer. Then you know we're on the same track. All right, this is called Sterling on Sunday. I am live. I get to talk with you live. The reason I do the show is you and I can talk on the phone. That's the best thing. Isn't that remarkable? I don't go to chat windows. Yeah, let's go to the chat window. No, what's the point of that? Then no one can hear his chat. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Easter is a lawless holiday. Where are the rules about what you're supposed to give your relatives and friends for Easter? Believe me, when they're 38 years old, they don't want a colored egg. They want an actual gift, preferably one that's comfortable and enhances their life. Here's the deal. A MyPillow set of slippers or moccasins. These slippers and moccasins are designed to do something no other slipper or moccasin is designed to do. They're made to go outdoors. You can pick up the paper, you can walk the dog, you can mow the lawn in your MyPillow slippers or moccasins. And they come in an astonishing array of colors, Easter colors. From pink to baby blue to beautiful tan, these are comfy as could be. You put your feet in there and they go, oh, it's an orgasm for your feet. Here's the phone number you need to call, 800-844-0876. So you can remember it, 800-844-0876. When you call that number right now, and call them right now, your Easter giving problems are solved. Because at the other end of that line is a MyPillow gift expert, someone who wants to talk to you. Your relatives don't want to talk to you. Your friends at work don't want to talk to you. They're friends with a small f. But at 800-844-0876, you will find a MyPillow gift expert who can't wait to talk to you and share with you the information about the MyPillow slippers and moccasins. Sturdy, strong, beautifully made, comfortable inside, in an array of colors you can't believe. And they come with a 90-day guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Did you get that? Amazing. 800-844-0876. Now, here's the key. Say my name. Walter! Say my name. Walter! And the price drops dramatically. Big discounts when you use my name. MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
This is not complicated. This is a way for you finally to earn your own money, for you to finally own a piece of your own business. The name of the company is Social Indoor. That's a wacky name, huh? Social Indoor, because it brings the power of social advertising indoors into the most busy, populated, high-traffic restrooms in your city. These are 21-inch screens that get installed in the busiest restrooms at the highest-class restaurants in your city. And what's on that screen? Advertising. And who put that advertising there? You. And when you put that advertising there, you earn money. Social Indoor. You sell the advertising, they will arrange for the graphics, they will post it on the 21-inch computer screen, and you will collect money. This is not an offering which can only be made with a proper prospectus, but get the information. Go to socialindoor.com. And right now, there's a great opportunity for you if you live in the Chattanooga area. Socialindoor.com.
And we've got Whites Gone Wild, Violent Lesbians, a pedophile gets thrown in the wood chipper, and you're guaranteed to get 3% dumber just for listening to it. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
These are our Midnight Misfits. Welcome, John Kelly. Karen and her cats. Billy Datz and his gorgeous wife. Their adorable children, including a teenage boy who likes to dirt bike over giant obstacles, risking death at any given time. We get together, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, welcome. This is the time for Midnight Misfits. Are you enjoying the show? It's 21 past the hour. 21 past the hour. Here's my phone number, and I want to talk to you, and I'd like an explanation. Usually our phone board is filled. Is there a playoff game? Because I have no calls. This is, what, is it because the morning show isn't taking calls? Is it because there's some edict that, you know, we need to take fewer calls? Hey, affiliates, radio stations, let me give you a tip. This is very valuable. Here's the tip. The more phone calls your station takes, the higher the ratings will be. That's not a theory. It's a fact. My job is to deal in facts. That's all I do all day. Facts. The more phone calls your station takes, the higher your ratings will be. But the facts get bigger. The next fact is, the shorter the phone calls that you put on the air, the younger the demographics of the station will be. And don't do stupid things like saying, hey, Maureen, thanks very much for calling. Thanks for holding on. Oh, my gosh. Why would you tell a listener that they have to hold on through the break to call? Why would you tell somebody they have to get in line? You're not Eastern Airlines. You're not United Airlines. It's just, it's crazy talk. Let's try it. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday, and there is Tommy in Tucker, Georgia. Welcome to the show. Thank you for finally filling my call board. Hi, Tommy.
Airways, I miss you so much on WSB, I can't tell you. Don't go into it now. But, Walter, I want to share a story today. I've been living in this tent for 4 years, and if you remember, I had Tiffany was your mystery voice, and I won that competition.
And congratulations! Tiffany was your mystery voice.
It was the greatest achievement of my life. You told me that.
Yes.
but I met a homeless girl today, and I gave her my last $10, and I just want to say that $10 was given to me as a birthday present from Mark Kale, who I met up in Stone Mountain, who just gifted me some money. And I know that he's righteous. You're righteous, Walter. And I just really miss you. I love you. I just want you to know that I love you a lot.
I love you, Tommy. And of course,
your voice.
You can stream us. You can stream us on the internet from a number of stations, including WPHT and KMOX.
I'm getting you on KKAM on their internet right now. That's how I was streaming you today.
What city are they in?
Oh my gosh! You're asking me questions. I can tell Ukraine before that, sir.
All right, I'm really glad you brought that up. Ukraine. Our friend in Ukraine, and thank you for the call. Our friend in Ukraine will be on at 11:05 tonight. We have a friend in Ukraine. He's not a press spokesman. He's not an official spokesman. He's a banker, a normal walking around guy in Ukraine who shares with us his week. And his week is a whole lot different than yours and mine. But boy, was it good to hear from Tony in Atlanta. This is our mystery voice for tonight.
Some of the stories. It's a big moment. A sister moment. Boop. Beep. Beep. How soon is the boop? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Boop. So my story. I'm going to tell it if that's okay with you. So again, I'm going to set the scene. Days are gone is done. We're done, we have to go home, we have to write songs. Really scary. Scary, we have nothing left over, we have to start from scratch. What do we do? What do three girls from the valley do? We go into a living room, that's what we do. We get into a living room. Sorry, I need to set up for my punchline here.
All right, who is that? That's the mystery voice for tonight. Everybody who guesses the mystery voice correctly we'll get a copy of the prestigious Mike Lindell book. You want that book. And the reason you want the Mike Lindell book is nothing will annoy your relatives more than when they look up from Easter dinner, they gaze at the china cabinet in your dining room, the one you got from your in-laws at the wedding, and looking out from them is a picture of Mike Lindell, my pillow guy. What could arouse more excitement in the living room, in the dining room, than a picture of Mike Lindell? I can't think of anything. There will be more excitement about this topic than anything else. People looking at a picture of Mike Lindell while eating Easter dinner. Because it has been my experience, and my experience is the only accurate experience, that Easter dinner is very difficult to coalesce a conversation. It is a quasi-religious holiday. I mean, I know it's a real religious holiday, but it's hard to bring that holiday into the home. And it's lawless. There are no rules at all about how to celebrate Easter except to go to church. There are no rules about what type of gifts to give, what sort of food to eat. It's close as we come is hard-boiled eggs. That's as close as we come. hard-boiled eggs. You sit around with a bunch of hard-boiled eggs and a bunch of grown-ups, and what are you going to get? Farts. That's the result of hard-boiled eggs at Easter. But what I'm giving you is a chance to excite the universe, to excite the metasphere, with a picture of Mike Lindell. You get that voice right, and you will win Mike Lindell's book.
So many stories. It's a big moment. A sister moment. Boop. Beep. Beep. I'll see you miss the boop. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Boop. So my story. I'm going to tell it with you. So again, I'm going to set the scene. Days are gone is done. We're done. We have to go home.
I love her so much. I love her. I have three favorite bands today, and they all have a similar composition. See if you can guess what the similar composition is. Sitting on Stacy, unbelievably great new band. Haim, three sisters, experienced, seasoned, been around about 8 years, terrific. And Hanson, again, an incredibly successful and effective band. I have great musical taste. I think you can agree. I have great musical taste. Haim. Let's see. Haim, Sitting on Stacy, and Hanson. What could be better than this? I really don't think there is anything. All right, coming up, the New York City Police Department has been given an edict from the chief. And it says, no sexo between colleagues. The New York City Police Department has made an official statement that they don't want policemen to have sexo with other policemen. And I had deep thoughts about this, as I do everything, because why? Why? I'm a talk show host. That's what we do. But I decided, why don't I go to an expert? I have an expert on staff, Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. Let's ask the boss what he thinks about that, coming up in just seconds.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Very strong late season winter storm will affect the Pacific Northwest tonight and tomorrow. Heavy rains along Interstate 5 through Washington and Oregon, and heavy snows across the Cascade Mountain and into the Rockies Tuesday. Potential blizzard conditions and whiteout could affect Interstates 90 and 94 through northern Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota. Wind and blowing dust through northern California and Nevada into Utah by Tuesday, with much cooler temperatures. Las Vegas, for example, no rain, but high wind warnings tomorrow, and highs near 80 tomorrow, will be in the 50s Tuesday, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Rain showers in Sacramento and parts in Southern California, but not much in the way of rain. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm many things, but a tax professional I am not. But I think Chloe Kahn has it all worked out. Chloe Kahn is one of the big stars of the jiggle joint at home centers called OnlyFans. And she spent this last year $1.3 million on her looks. She got everything lifted and enhanced and bubbled and all that stuff. Her lips, her chest, her rear, her thighs, her knees. And she really, really hated her ears, so her ears got adjusted. That's a heck of a tax write-off. Most business people seek ways to take a little way from Uncle Sam. And Chloe Kahn has it worked out. So your exotic dancer likely is a very astute businesswoman. Tax write-offs, they're an important part of any business. And Chloe Kahn, you are today's sports hero. From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool with Strippers on the Loose on Sterling at Night.
All right, retired police detective Vic Ferrari. He's not only a retired New York City police detective, he is an author of terrific books. And may I say, Vic Ferrari, your website, your online store at Amazon is beautiful. It is brilliantly organized. You didn't do that. Who did that?
I kind of did it. It's my book covers. How you doing, Walter?
Yeah, it's your book covers, but it's really well done. It's like, whoa, I'm entering a store. I understand what each book is instantly when I see it. You did a great job.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, there's a new rule in New York City which says that police officers cannot be having sexo with other police officers. They are discouraging intimate relationships between police officers. Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, how do you feel about that?
It's an unenforceable rule. It's gone on before, and it's going to go on, you know, long after this rule. And yeah, people are going to get caught, and they're going to get thumped. Here's the thing. It goes on in every precinct. It goes on in every specialized unit. Most cops and NYPD members try to be discreet, but there are no secrets in the NYPD. Everybody knows a relationship going on between a female and a male NYPD member. You can never keep a lid on it.
When you said some people will get caught, how will they get caught unless somebody does a raid on a hotel room? How are they going to get caught?
Well, what will wind up happening is someone, let's just say for argument's sake, a sergeant chooses an attractive female driver, and they're driving around, and one thing leads to another, and now they're going out for drinks, and now they have a relationship off duty. Somebody in his squad that doesn't like him and feels that they got a poor evaluation, or he's giving them the heavy jobs all the time, or they just don't like the guy or female, what they'll do is they'll drop a dime on him. They'll either go to the commanding officer and say, hey, Sergeant so-and-so is sleeping with police officer so-and-so. Or they'll call the Internal Affairs Division, which they can't wait to do something like that. And what they'll do is they'll follow them around off-duty, and if they see them together, and you know, they'll build a case on them.
It seems like an enormous waste of time and money to have Internal Affairs tailing two tails to see whether or not they are acting inappropriately.
Absolutely. It is a big waste of time. And whoever's idea this was, I don't know if it was the mayor or the police commissioner, it's unenforceable. It's going to be a big waste of time. And they know it. They know it themselves. But it's, for whatever reason, it's to put down a story that's been out there.
In my humble opinion, New York City has hope now with the new mayor. What do you think?
I'm not really a fan, but I'll give him a chance. You know, it's New York right now, and I feel terrible for the residents of New York City. I don't live there anymore, but my heart goes out to you guys, and just hope for the best. And maybe this guy will prove me wrong.
He's the only hope. What's become terrifying? This is my measure. My measure is this: when I moved into New York City, I moved to 20th Street and 3rd Avenue, and I had to get to an R train, which was on 23rd and Park. And at night, I was afraid through most of that walk of going to 23rd and Park from 20th and 3rd. Once I got past Gramercy Park, I became progressively afraid. And once I got into the subway station, I was oddly less afraid, but that was a dangerous walk there, in my opinion. And then every year since then, it got safer and safer and safer until Koch made it safer and Giuliani made it completely safe. And now I'm as afraid as I was in 1978.
Yeah, I can't say that I blame you. I mean, I got hired in the mid-80s when it was the Wild West. And, they weren't really focusing on quality of life crimes. If patrol cops walked into the station house with a drug arrest, the desk officer would get pissed off at you. They did not want street cops making drug arrests. They wanted narcotics to handle narcotics. And then Giuliani came along and said, listen, we're going to start, you know, locking people up for trespass, locking up people for urinating in the street. And basically those quality of life crimes took petty criminals that had warrants for bigger things off the playing field.
Mayor Giuliani was a great mayor, and he was a great man on September 11th. And the city needed him and misses him. Funny in one of your reports where you ran down the nicknames for every precinct. You ran down all the nicknames for every precinct. And I was in the 13th precinct. And what did you call that? What did you call the 13th precinct? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I don't. You know what it is? Every precinct has a nickname. And when I was putting the book together, the 13th. That's the police
ticket.
Academy, right?
It was about ticket writing.
Walter, off the top of my head, I apologize.
That's okay.
I don't have in front of me.
Well, when you said it, I said, son of a gun. Because I had friends in the city who were natives who said they must train cops how to write tickets in the 13th precinct. Because every time I'm 1 minute late back to my car, I will get a ticket. It was the most efficient ticket writing operation anywhere in the world. And when you said, you know, the notorious ticket writers or whatever you call them, I'm like, yes. I never could park my car in the street without getting a ticket. That was a major cost of living in the city.
Yeah, and alternate side of the street parking, let's face it, is the biggest racket in the world. I mean, you've got to move your car. You got to get up at the crack of dawn, move your car, double park it so a street sweeper comes by and just blows crap all over the place, and then you get to put your car back.
Well, what happened to me once is in New York City, there are wacky streets where you can park legally from like 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's it. All right. So one time I parked my car legally in one of those spots, and the street sweeper comes by and makes the turn. Now, these are 400-ton vehicles. It made the turn and smacked the front end of my car. And then because it's a street sweeper, it's gone. They don't know what happened. It disappeared. It totally knocked out the front end of my car. It destroyed the front end and the rack and pinion. Totaled it. When I tried to drive it, it was like a cartoon car with the front two wheels not matching.
Oh yeah, and good luck getting, like, it's not like it has a license plate on those things. You know what I mean? It's a little number on the side of the street sweep, but, like, you know, good luck trying to, you know, hold somebody accountable for that.
You have a book you're going to tell a story later on tonight on Sterling on Sunday. What story are you going to tell?
Well, since we're talking about dating fellow NYPD members, I got a funny story about dating a female cop.
Vic Ferrari, you are the best. Thank you so much for contributing to my show. Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective with great stories and great books. Thanks, Vic. All right, it's 47 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Imagine a pair of slippers so sturdy you can wear them outdoors. Those are the MyPillow slippers. They're made to be worn outdoors. These are slippers with four layers of comfort inside. You put your feet in these slippers and you go, whoa, wow. This is a whole different experience. I'm wearing them right now and they come in Easter colors. They come in beautiful buff tan, in a delicious, wonderful looking pink. White, black, whatever color you can imagine, that's the color they come in, and real sizes, length and width. MyPillow.com, 800-844-0876. Call them. Say my name, Walter. 800-844-0876. When you say my name, Walter, the price drops dramatically. Dramatically. Give them a call right now. Because they're waiting to talk to you on a Sunday night. Who ever heard of anything so crazy? Order your Easter gifts now because Easter's lawless. There are no rules about Easter. Who knows what you're supposed to give at Easter? I will tell you what you're supposed to give at Easter. It's the MyPillow moccasins. You will thank me. The MyPillow moccasins come with four layers, including memory foam. The minute you step in memory foam in the slipper, they become yours forever. They mold to your feet. And then they protect you when you go outdoors. You go outside in your slippers. Whoever heard of that? This means comfort for the rest of your life. 800-844-0876. These are guaranteed. They got a warranty, the whole shebang. Everything you want in a slipper, it's there. 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Doctors will soon have new guidelines from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on how to prescribe opioids. These guidelines, under review as a draft, will serve as an update to the agency's previous advice on opioids, issued in 2016. That advice is widely blamed for leading to harmful consequences for patients and chronic pain. Here's what happened. In 2016, the CDC, and we know how effective they've been, the CDC issued formal guidelines about how much opioids to prescribe based on wacky theories about addiction. Turns out that 0.06% of people properly prescribed opioids use them in an addictive, improper way. 0.06%. As a result of that, which, by the way, is less than people using alcohol, 1 out of 10 people who use alcohol today for the first time will become alcoholics. It has nothing to do with desire or will or any of that crap. It has to do with body chemistry, the wiring in a person's brain, whether or not they're prone to addiction. Nonsense. It's all nonsense. There's nothing that could be written in the CDC guideline to prevent somebody from developing addictive behavior. You're born with it or not. The people who actually need Percocet and opioids, prescription medications, medicine, they need it. They are post-operative. They have horrendous painful problems such as hypermobile joints, arthritis, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a doctor. I'm not. These guidelines are written by politicians, and then they're adopted by state legislatures. Once the CDC came out with these guidelines in 2016, state legislatures decided whether or not to adopt them and adjusted them. State legislatures, which are largely made up of shoe salesmen and public relations people and lawyers, but not doctors. You're not going to find a doctor in a state legislature. You're going to find a doctor in a hospital making tons of money. That's where they're going to go. They're not going to sit there next to a shoe salesman in your state legislature and say, well, yeah, you know, grandma should get 6 pills a week, 6 pills a day, 22 pills a month. That's what's happened. That criminal politicians sitting in the state legislature, just getting off their golf game, just getting out of the diner, they're sitting there deciding how many pills grandma can have. And then the worst part, this is about opioids and the new CDC guidelines. That's what I'm talking about. The new CDC guidelines that are going to be adopted on, that are going to be set up to voted on, and whether or not that are going to adopt it, the final day that you can edit, make recommendations, take a look at the new CDC guidelines is tomorrow. Take a look at them. If you have any experience at all with drugs such as Percocet, you may have an opinion. You may say, I don't think one pill would be enough. I just got out of surgery. I don't think one. A truck just ran over my foot. I don't think one pill would be enough. I don't think 20 would be enough. I have a crazy idea about what is the appropriate amount of opioid to give a patient. This is crazy now. Hold on to this. Your doctor should decide, not somebody in the state legislature. Every state legislature has actually written up acceptable levels of opioid prescriptions for their constituents. What? Again, sometimes the state legislature is made up of shoe salesmen, students, lawyers, but no doctors. No doctor's going to sit in a state legislature. That's crazy talk. Crazy. a doctor on the state committee, the medical committee, they're not the top guns. They are not the top guns. By Monday, the CDC will accept all comments and thoughts about the new opioid guidelines. Again, I believe very strongly that the correct answer is let a doctor decide. Let the patient's doctor decide, because what's happened with the last set of guidelines is there was a top line in those guidelines that said this is how many should be given. And the doctors looked at it, they scanned it, they said, okay, I'm not giving any more than that, completely ignoring the needs of their patient. Some patients need much more. Some patients need much less. But these are medications that have been around for over 100 years. How they behave, how they are used is well known. It has become not just politicized, but demonized. Since when is it a horrible thing to take somebody out of pain? You think grandma's going to run to the streets and get pain meds? No. But what happens when grandma can't get pain meds for her arthritis, her hypermobile joints, her surgeries, is she is taken from being active to being stuck in bed writhing in pain. Is that what you want for your grandmother? Writhing in pain because she can't get enough pain medicine. And yet it's right there and it's cheap. Oh, it must be very expensive, these pain meds. No, there's nothing cheaper. There's nothing cheaper. And I have to clarify, I am blessed with never having needed them. I don't take them, but I'd like to be able to take them if I needed them. And I would like that to be a decision between me and my doctor. What do you think? I think it should be between me and my doctor. Here's my phone number. We can talk about it at 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. The news hook is that the CDC tomorrow is going to be the last day that they will accept public comments on the issuance of their new opioid guidelines tomorrow. And the thinking in the CDC and in many organizations is that, well, the minute you give opioids to somebody, give them more than a week's worth, they're going to be addicted. No, they're not. Believe me, they're not. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Are we having a good time tonight? I think we are. My phone number is 888-688.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Definitely feels like spring in the east and the big cities early this week with tranquil weather, partly cloudy skies and temperatures close to 60 tomorrow and well into the 70s on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a very strong late season winter storm will be hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight, and that will affect the Midwest and southern states by midweek. And the East Coast, look for heavy thunderstorms to once again break out across the Midwest Tuesday and Wednesday with possible hail, very heavy rains, 4 and 5 inches of rain in Paducah, Kentucky, 2 to 3 inches in southern Missouri, downstate Illinois and Indiana, and falling on already saturated ground could cause some river flooding. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Before we get started, a warning label comes with this week's edition of Florida Stories. If you sit through all of these stories, you're guaranteed to lose at least 4 points on your IQ. This is so dumb. First off, let's start in Jupiter, where I'll let the local TV station handle this.
Strong, great white! That is the sickest thing ever!
That is Jupiter teen Nick Bailey's reaction after seeing a great white shark for the first time.
When I realized what it was, I was like, wow, this is happening.
So then we look over, and he's just, like, cruising the bottom. And Nick went down, and I just followed behind him.
I was just like super surprised. Never seen one before, and we see like hundreds of sharks every day we go out.
Bailey did something he admits wasn't smart. He reached out and grabbed the great white's tail.
Please, I touched the great white! Oh, boy!
I know that sharks can change their behavior in a matter of seconds, but that thing, he was cool. I knew what he wanted, and he wanted nothing to do with me.
Experts say if you encounter a great white shark, avoid touching them at all costs, no matter how tempting it may be. Reporting from the news desk, Robin Simmons, Today in Florida.
The freaky part is that great white's pretty big. It's not the size of Jaws, but it looks like it's at least 6 feet long. And when it comes to messing with extremely dangerous animals in their natural habitat and filming it, why is it always white people? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
And speaking of white people, for our next Florida story, we're going to Cuesta, Florida, where it is another drawbridge story. This is the fifth drawbridge story I'm telling you in the last 6 months, the third one this year. And the amazing thing is there's not a pattern here. It's not repeating themselves. We have a woman that was unfortunately killed on a drawbridge while she was a pedestrian walking. We have a dude with a drawbridge incident on a bicycle, one with a motorcycle that was toting a little trailer, and then another one where a dude in a car. Well, I'll be damned if they didn't figure out some way to have a boat involved in a drawbridge incident. In fact, here's the audio under me right now. And what happened was these people, like looks like six people and a couple dogs, got on a party barge and were hanging out in the intercoastal waterway, having a party, listening to some country music, looking good in their bikinis, and it starts raining, so they go take shelter under a bridge. Well, it turns out it's a drawbridge, and when the thing starts opening, the mechanism under it catches the boat and starts tipping it over. Some other Florida man pulls out his phone and starts recording them. And it's pretty funny. No one's hurt in the end, so you hear a story about people in a party barge getting caught under a drawbridge. It's 100% chance it's white people. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Hey, Drew in Vegas, would you try to reach your buddy Andre? I'd appreciate it. Rattles in Fairbanks, Alaska, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. Hey, I've been on them oxycodones for years, and I don't have a problem with them at all.
What do you take them for?
I got arthritis in my right hip pretty bad. I broke my right wrist 3 times slipping on wet ice. Both my shoulders have been operated on 3 different times. I had shoulder surgeries. You know, so when you get up in this age like this, I mean, you're hurt. You want to go out and do something, you know you're going to ache. Well, that's what I use them for. And I never had a single problem with having a habit going on them, ever.
Has your doctor had a problem prescribing them?
No, because my doctor knows I do not abuse them.
Right.
She only allows me so many a month, but I always have some left. You know, I don't ever take them unless they're absolutely necessary.
Thank you very much for the call. The problem is, in too many states, the doctors have lived with the fact that these very normal pills have been demonized to the extent that there are doctors put in jail for prescribing opioids. It's a tragedy. No liquor store salesman has ever been put in jail for having a large number of customers who are alcoholics. It's a very strange phenomena. 0.06% of people properly prescribed for opioids abuse it. 0.06%, not 6%, 0.06%. And yet it has been demonized to the point where what doctors have to go through in some states to prescribe a painkiller is tragic. And then there's this whole other industry of pain clinics, pain medicine clinics, where on a regular basis, the people who need this medication have to sign affidavits saying they're not going to abuse it. They will show up at these clinics regularly. They will get these horrible ablations at wherever point in their body is the pain. The ablations rarely work, and these people suffer. And as I made it very clear before, I don't take opioids. I don't need them. Thank God I don't need them.
But if I did need them,
I should thank my doctor who has suffered through medical school. That should be enough to be able to get them. That should be enough. But it's not enough anywhere. These poor doctors have to go through horrendous hoops just to prescribe you pain medicine. And it always seems to come down to, well, I can give it to you for 6 days. Really? Because this seems to be an acute pain. It seems to be going on to a seventh day. Oh, well, I can't do anything about that. And then the doctors are stuck because they're cowards. They're cowards when dealing with the government. What I came to learn about doctors, it's really weird. The regulations on doctors is terrifying. I'll give you an example. When a doctor told me this, I'm like, what? In most states, if a doctor calls another doctor and says, what do you charge for this procedure? What do you charge for arches? What do you charge to give a chin lift? Just the act of making that call, the doctor who made the call will lose their license immediately. Their license will be revoked immediately. The wacky laws that doctors are under are crazy. And there are, and you know, it's true. There aren't enough doctors in America. Do you know how many doctors there are in America? There are 350 million people. How many doctors are there? Hands. 900. No, I'm sorry, take it back. 9,000. There are 9,000 doctors. That's it. For a population of 350 million. It's 15 past the hour. This is Walter Sterling. Right now I'm on Bill White's radio station, KFBK in Sacramento. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. For 2 years, you've been sitting around saying to yourself, I am not going back to work, and you shouldn't. You should start working for yourself, which is what you've promised yourself since you were 10 years old, and now you finally can. Thanks to a company called Social Indoor. Social Indoor. Social Indoor is at the cutting edge of social media and high tech, and you get to participate. Social Indoor is an advertising company that posts high tech computer screens in the busiest, highest traffic restrooms in your city. That's right, restrooms. Think about the restrooms in the fancy restaurants. Those are pretty nice, but there's nothing in the restrooms. Now there is. High quality 21-inch computer screen, and what's on those computer screens? Advertising, messages that are important to the people who go into those restrooms, your friends, your neighbors. They all use them, right? Now you get to participate in the profits. Here's how it works. You sell advertising on these screens. The company Social Indoor puts the advertising on the screens. They make the art. They deal with the technology. You don't have to do anything except contact your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, your businesses that you already know and say, listen, I have a relationship with Social Indoor, and we can put your message in the highest traffic restrooms here in this city. Cities like Chattanooga, big opening in territories in Chattanooga, but all over the country, there are available territories that you can take advantage of. But what am I talking about? Get the information. Find out about Social Indoor. No obligation. Nobody's going to come visit you. Just get the information. This is not a formal offering. You can only get that from a prospectus, and find out more about that on their website, socialindoor.com. Get the information. Get out of the rut you've been in. Socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
How old are you? That's right. You're a little too old to get greeting cards for grandma. You're a little too old to get greeting cards for kindergartners. But when you go into a pharmacy and you go to the greeting card section, most of those cards are, well, they're pathetic.
Oh my gosh.
They're not for you. They're not made for your sensibility, your sense of humor, and your friends. I'll tell you where to find the ones that you want. Filthycard.com. Yeah, that's right. I said filthycard.com. These are well-made cards on great stock, paper stock, great envelopes, the whole shebang. But inside of Filthy Card are, like, you know, filthy messages that your friends will find entertaining, you will find entertaining, and your relatives will expect from you. Not some little thing with a sheet.
please go to the website, look for filthycard.com, and pick the ones you want for any holiday you could imagine. Enter my name, Walter, and you will get a significant discount. I think you'll enjoy this. Go to it now. Go to it right now. Filthycard.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me? I can't hear anything.
Ken in Auburn, California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-9258. Ken, welcome.
Thank you for having me on. I'm also one of those users for about 15 years, been prescribed, never once gone over my prescribed limit. In fact, I have about a 2.5 months supply built up over the years, just in case for those days where I flare. But I got pain throughout my body, and as I said, I just never abuse them, and I don't even get high off of them.
Well, on rare occasions when I've had an incident, a 2 or 3 day episode as a result of an operation, I never got high off up of them. They were depressant. They were horrible. I couldn't wait to stop taking them. So I appreciate that. May I ask what you use the opioid for?
Two things. I have a blown out L5 lumbar from an old injury when I was in my 30s, my back. And then I have chronic peripheral neuropathy in my feet. And I would not be functional. I would have to stay in bed all day. And the days where I forget to take them in the morning because I'm busy, I know it's I'm all of a sudden becoming immobile, and then I realize, oh, I missed my my dose. I take it, within 45 minutes, I'm functional again.
Do you think your doctors have had any trouble prescribing it because of the changing landscape and the feelings about opioids?
I haven't had a problem per se, though I have had to go from different doctors because for a number of reasons. One, retired. Another one moved on to another field, but none of them that I know of have ever had a problem. But my wife has had some problems, so maybe because she's younger, maybe because she's a female. I don't know. I haven't had a real issue.
Ken, I appreciate everything you just said, and I appreciate the call. Now, Ken, I have to ask a very selfish question. Do you like my show?
Oh, yeah, I love KFBK. I love all the shows on it. And every time I go in town this time of the evening, do my evening drive, I turn it on, and there you are. So thanks for being on the air.
Yeah, they have Jim and Kitty, and they're terrific broadcasters. Thank you very much, Ken. I do appreciate your call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Bailey, St. George, Utah. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, hi. You used to have a monkey on your show. What happened to the monkey?
Well, that's a very distressing story. The monkey is going to be back. We have the monkey scheduled to be back next week. The monkey goes to Florida during the winter, like a circus monkey. I have a friend in Florida, and monkeys hate the cold. They just hate it. So next week or the week after, the monkey will be back because finally, geez, this is the worst winter, the monkey will be brought back to our home up north. Thank you very much for the call. My number is 888-688-WALT. A couple years ago, my kids decided we needed a monkey. And then it turned out that the monkey always needed to be with somebody. And then my kids, like kids, would leave the house, would go away for dinner, would go to the movies with friends, and the monkey was alone. And it stayed in the studio with me. And that was a challenge, but the monkey will be back in about 2 weeks. All right, the phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's always amazing to me how many people get fired because of their tweets. Now, I have a Twitter account. It's Walter M. Sterling at the Twitter account. Walter M. Sterling at Twitter. Here's 10 people who got fired because of their tweets. Catherine Devinney. Devinney is an Australian stand-up comic and comedy writer. She used to work as a regular columnist for The Age newspaper. But judging from her appearance on this list, I'm sure you know what happened to her. In 2010, during the Logies Award, which is like their Emmys, she posted a series of extremely tasteless tweets. These tweets included a comment about the underage Bindi Irwin, you know her, the daughter of the deceased zookeeper in Australia. She speculated that Bindi Irwin's problems would be solved if she had sex. It was an extremely distasteful post that centered on Rove McManus's first wife, who passed away during having breast cancer. In a shock to no one, Devinney was fired, as numerous people showed outrage over her posts, whether they were meant as a joke or not. Joe in Albany, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We will talk more in seconds about people who got fired for their tweets. Hi, Joe.
Your first-time caller. I'd just like to bring up one point with the opioid thing. I don't know if you know, but in New York, any inmate that goes to prison gets put on Suboxone. You do not need a reason, whether you're a heroin addict or you just want it because you're bored. Why not? You get locked up for failure to pay child support, you can get put on Suboxone. But if you hurt yourself, go to the hospital, God forbid, they can give you a hydro or a painkiller, because the average person now is the drug addict. And the drug addicts, you can't call drug addicts because, well, the Democrats have spun this around that it's everybody's fault but their own. And how much money is the county and the state making off of the same drug manufacturers pushing this Suboxone to anybody and everybody?
Now, forgive me, because I didn't go to medical school and I don't have painkillers. What is Suboxone?
Suboxone is what, similar to methadone, which is you give a heroin addict or someone who abused drugs. It's like a, I don't know what you call it, like a step-down drug. It's an alternative. So if you go on this, it's got naloxonol in it, so it's supposed to stop you from using heroin. If you shot heroin while taking Suboxone, you would go into withdrawal. So the way the whole painkiller epidemic is, which is blown out of proportion, as you said earlier, you take some painkillers, you are the worst person in the world, but anybody now who is shooting heroin or anything they want can get put on Suboxone, which is made by the big drug manufacturers, also going into the purses of all the, well, I'm from New York, so it's all Democrats, and they're wonderful people, as I'm sure your audience knows, making more money off the backs.
Well, you know, the worst thing about making money off of painkillers is the margins are insane. These are cheap, cheap drugs. These were invented over 100 years ago. They're all in the public domain. It's astonishing how inexpensive those drugs are. So, oh, my gosh, keep them coming. Wade, thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for calling at 888-688-WALT. Gentlemen, leave their names up there until I'm done. Drew, I do need to talk to Drew. Drew, what's the deal? Do you think we're going to talk to Andre tonight?
You know, I know he wants to talk on here, and I've messaged him through various means, including, you know, on the game that we play, and I saw that he was on there about 11 hours ago. And I know it's about timing, because sometimes he can't get, you know, connections depending on what's going on at any given time. And usually around this time, in a couple of hours, you'd be going to work over there, you know, at the bank. And so I'm really worried when I never hear from him. I know he's looking forward to it. He's been talking about it, even in our game. He's been messaging some of our other people to play with about, you know, this radio program to learn the truth from a real person that has to deal with the hell over in Ukraine.
All right, so let me explain.
I really hope he's okay.
So please keep at it. We're going to get him on the air tonight. Yep. I feel it, and I know it. Andre is Drew's friend in Ukraine. And the interesting thing about him is he's not an official. He's not a press person. He is a banker. Like you and me, he has a normal job, and he's trying to navigate his way in a war zone. Drew, keep at it. Do what you can to get him on the phone, and we'll put him on the air the second we can reach him. We've had two fascinating conversations with Andre, who's in Ukraine. He has two handicapped parents. That's his challenge. He doesn't have kids at home. He has two handicapped parents. And we're going to talk to him about something I haven't heard discussed tonight. What you and I are going to talk to him about is, hey, Andre, all of these organizations that have relief funds that have been raising money for people in Ukraine, are you getting any of it? Have you seen any of it? Is it actually coming through? Or is it like so many of these fundraisers, it seems to mysteriously disappear? I want to know if the help that you and I are giving citizens of Ukraine is actually getting to Ukraine. That's what I want to know. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show on Sunday night. Who ever heard of that? It's unbelievable.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Very strong late-season winter storm will affect the Pacific Northwest tonight and tomorrow. Heavy rains along Interstate 5 through Washington and Oregon, and heavy snows across the Cascade Mountain and into the Rockies Tuesday. Potential blizzard conditions and whiteout could affect Interstates 90 and 94 through northern Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota. Wind and blowing dust through northern California and Nevada into Utah by Tuesday, with much cooler temperatures. Las Vegas, for example, no rain, but high wind warnings tomorrow, and highs near 80 tomorrow will be in the 50s Tuesday, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Rain showers in Sacramento and parts in Southern California, but not much in the way of rain. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the season of renewal. It's springtime. Throughout the land, we are planting our future. Charles the Planter explores the fields of Vermont.
We are planting the seeds of Vermont. We celebrate Vermont Public Radio on spring.
Good evening. I'm Nina Keck, a reporter with Vermont Public Radio and Vermont PBS. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's special screening of For the Love of Rutland. I appreciate your patience tonight. We were experimenting with a new platform. It took a little bit to get the kinks out. This film is a co-presentation of America Reframed, World Channel, and Made Here with Vermont PBS.
It's hard to imagine that actually exists.
We are committed to organic, all-natural farming. A fresh, clean report for you from the top of the hour, Charlie.
Listen to this. This is The Wrong Way.
You're listening to Public Radio East, your station for PRE news and classical music.
Let's talk to the farmer.
We were hungry, but not dying of hunger.
Jason Reese, who has an organic farm in Brooklyn, New York, helped lead the tour we joined.
The older people taught the younger people in that time period in the 90s how to use the traditional techniques of growing food.
We only rely on the voice of blind DJ Jim. He knows the truth about organic farming.
The truth is, I don't give a damn where the cows live. Why do they say local cows? Who cares?
Now, the return of our house band, Sitting on Stacy, touring America as we speak.
This week is the 130th episode of Florida Stories, and we've got Whites Gone Wild, Violent Lesbians, A Pedophile Gets Thrown in the Wood Chipper, and you're guaranteed to get 3% dumber just for listening to it. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Tomorrow, the CDC, your favorite bureaucracy, is going to have a deadline for comments from you, the public, about their new opioid guidelines. Now, it's a 200-page draft that they have pulled together, and it starts with the doctors should decide on their own. That isn't how it's going to be used. Your input into those guidelines would probably be useful. Wade in Sacramento, listening on KFBK. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah, I was calling in about that gentleman and yourself talking about the problems the doctors are having about the opioids.
Yes.
I hear it every time in the refills from my doctor regarding mine. I was hit a few years back by a drunk driver doing over 100 miles an hour that disintegrated my car, and they originally pronounced me dead in. And during the time they had crime scene out, they suddenly realized I was alive in there. I even got the videotape of it. But anyhow, he has been just catches so much from he's with a hospital organization and just catches so much every month. He's just on me about they have to figure something out because he's just catching heck from them. And every 6 months I go to pain management or sooner, and it's the same thing. They want to install this device into me that's about the size of a coffee saucer where they do fill it with pain. Then you go in once a month and they take out what's left and fill it back up again. But I can't use it that way because it's going to make me so loopy, doped up. Because I normally, if I really, really pay attention and baby myself, I won't be hurting so bad. If I overdo it, and I got three young boys, and you cannot not overdo it with three kids. And I can't sit around just not being where I can't even move half the time and crying and I'm in so much pain. I mean, this accident put over 77 fractures and 4 complete break the discs in my back. My left arm was reconstructed and attached to me barely with screws and metal and plates. And the same thing with part of my right arm. I've been through over 14 surgeries and still a bunch more surgeries. And, I thank God that I'm here today, but if it wasn't for the pain meds and they don't fully do it, I don't know what else to go over and do. And he doesn't know what to do because they want to push me for this thing inside of you. And you can see it. If people Google it up, that plate thing, it's disgusting looking.
How old are your sons?
They are 10 and 11 and 15.
They couldn't be busier. They couldn't need a dad more. It's horrible that you suffered that accident, but it's more horrible that you have to explain why you, might be in pain after something like that. And so much of this is solved simply with OxyContin, Percocet. There are simple solutions with proven 100-year-old medications that have been demonized and made difficult for people like your doctor to get. It's crazy. Wade, I don't get it. I am so blessed that I don't need them, but I know too many people who do, and I see what they go through like you. It is hell.
Oh, yeah. And I see people that are worse off than me over at the doctor's office. And to go over and switch doctors, if he was to go over and say, hey, come next month, I can't do it, good luck on finding anything for the pain. Because even pain management doctors, the ones I've gone to see, different ones, they'll install that dish, but you're not getting a script from anybody. It's either the dish or just suffer.
No, and if you try to switch, doctors,
and you go to see
any... if you try to switch doctors, they think you're scamming.
Oh yeah, exactly. They think I'm some type of dope fiend that wants the drugs to go over and use or something. And let me tell you, what it cost me for prescriptions, my brother back in the day was an addict really bad. And from what he tells me, I pay for my script, I can go out there and get street drugs a heck of a lot cheaper. Thank you. So now insurance has me go over and pay for the prescription.
I know it's insane. Wade, every word you say I know is true, and I hope my listener knows that what you're saying is true. And because it's Easter and because I love you, I'm going to say a prayer for you tonight. Every person listening to you right now is going to send a good thought to you. So thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday, 44 past the hour. This is live on Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday. Imagine a pair of slippers so sturdy you can wear them outdoors. Those are the MyPillow slippers. They're made to be worn outdoors. These are slippers with four layers of comfort inside. You put your feet in these slippers and you go, whoa, wow. This is a whole different experience. I'm wearing them right now and they come in Easter colors. They come in beautiful buff tan, in a delicious, wonderful looking pink, white, black, whatever color you can imagine, that's the color they come in, and real sizes, length and width. MyPillow.com, 800-844-0876. Call them. Say my name, Walter. 800-844-0876. When you say my name, Walter, the price drops dramatically. Dramatically. Give them a call right now because they're waiting to talk to you on a Sunday night. Who ever heard of anything so crazy? Order your Easter gifts now because Easter's lawless. There are no rules about Easter. Who knows what you're supposed to give at Easter? I will tell you what you're supposed to give at Easter. It's the MyPillow moccasins. You will thank me. The MyPillow moccasins come with four layers, including memory foam. The minute you step in memory foam in the slipper, they become yours forever. They mold to your feet. And then they protect you when you go outdoors. You go outside in your slippers. Whoever heard of that? This means comfort for the rest of your life. 800-844-0876. These are guaranteed. They got a warranty, the whole shebang. Everything you want in a slipper, it's there. 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Yeah, but I don't think I can bend that way. Oh, hi, I'm J.J. Wilson, and this is Drive Through Brew, the continuing story of Jake and the manager, two low-energy guys who sell beer, candy, and T-shirts at a drive-through. And speaking of low energy, here comes a customer in a very slow-moving electric car. Let's listen.
I'm an electric car. I can't go very fast or very far.
May I help you, sir?
I've got a big problem. My car needs a charge. Do you have a socket where I could plug it in? I'm really in a bind.
We have an outlet outside, but it's 110, not 220. How long do you think you would need to plug in?
Well, see, the problem is my batteries are so old. It takes me about 14 hours to get a full charge. And even then, I only get 10 miles of additional range.
10 miles? Where are you trying to go?
I'd like to go home, but I'm not sure I'll make it there this week. I live about 60 miles from here.
Maybe you ought to call a tow truck.
Well, I would, see, but my phone is dead. The battery's real old, too. And I can only make one short call every couple days or so.
Wow, you do have problems. Well, wait a minute. I'll look up a tow company and you can use my phone.
Oh, that would be sweet. But would you mind making the call for me? I don't hear too well on my phone. My hearing aid batteries are pretty much shot.
His car, his phone, his hearing aids? What else could quit working for this poor soul? Well, listen next time when he says...
Oh, thank you. You boys are really kind. By the way, just now my pacemaker seems to be running a little slow, so if I pass out, could either of you guys run me to the nearest hospital real quick?
That's next week on Drive Through Brew. Word Car is speaking.
50 minutes past the hour, 50 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. I have an email address. You ready? WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. Every email I get gets answered. And I have a web page. It's spectacular. Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. We have a special section just about Florida stories. And the guy who creates Florida stories, James Parker, that's Walter Sterling Show. I hope you go to the website. I hope you like it. But that, more importantly, is where you get your Midnight Misfit membership card, because the beauty of Sterling on Sunday is you finally have a place to go. Not the place to go that your friends tell you to go, but an actual warm, inviting, lovable place to go, filled with people like you, people who like to bowl. Walter Sterling Show. This is a great night. I enjoy talking to you. On Monday, the CDC is closing their comments section for the new opioid guide. And the reason I bring this up is it affects so many people. What's happened since they've issued their last opioid guide in 2016 is too many state legislators, official medical societies, just looked at the top line and said, don't give any more than 6 pills a week. And so that's what these legislators, insurers started to do. They just, ignoring the patient's need, they said, well, we'll just give 6 pills a week. Otherwise, they're addicts. What? That's what's happened. Now the CDC is trying to lift off those rules, and they've rewritten the guidelines. And what it says at the beginning of the guidelines is, the proper way to do this is for a doctor to follow his instincts, his knowledge of the patient. That's how they claim they're going to do it. Unfortunately, what's going to happen is there will be numbers in that report, 200-page report. It will say, give 6 pills a week, give 10 pills a week, whatever it is. State legislators and medical societies and insurance companies will latch onto those numbers and say, okay, that's the number. That's the most you can give. It has nothing to do with what happens to human beings. It has nothing to do with the body. It's like alcohol. Whether or not somebody's addicted to alcohol or these pills has everything to do with the individual. It has nothing to do with the amount of alcohol or the amount of pills. It's a very different situation. This should be 100% left to the doctor and the patient. This is a medical issue. It is not for a state legislature to decide. State legislatures. Do you know who's in state legislatures? They're not like wise old people who were, you know, drafted constitutions. That's not who's in state legislatures. The people in state legislatures are shoe salesmen. No, really, they're shoe salesmen. John in Delco, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, John.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. What did I do for that? Tony in Pittsburgh. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Walter. How are you?
Good, Tony. You're listening to what, KDKA?
Yes, sir.
The best. Isn't that the best station?
Yes. Great, great channel, great news source. You're on there.
I'm on there.
What more can we ask?
Nothing. Nothing. Free well, chocolate. Free
CDC,
chocolate bars.
What's that?
What more could you ask for? Free chocolate bars. So, yes, Tony, what's up?
The CDC is such a wonderful class organization. You know, what will we do without them, especially through the throes of the shamdemic? And I would do anything to help them. But my experience with opioids, I had to use them twice. Once when I had an abscess tooth, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the other time I had an abscess on another part of my body, and we won't discuss it.
No.
But the pain was unbearable. Unbearable. And, well, I got a hold of some, what's the opioid?
Percocet, Oxycontin. Oxycontin.
It's not either
Percocet,
one of those.
Tramadol.
I can't believe I can't remember what it was.
Brotrin, yeah.
Well, whatever it was prescribed to me, and I was popping aspirin like it was candy, 500 milligram aspirin, which wasn't helping at all. And I took one of these painkillers, and I immediately was like on a cloud, you know what I mean? Until I get to my doctor and or dentist, you know, the next day. Right. And it's just terrible. I don't know what I would have done without that assistance, you know, something that's very necessary. And, you know, now they want to say you can only have this many or that many. It's just not right, you know. And when did medicine become mixed with corruption, politics, bureaucracy, It's insane. I just don't get it, Walter.
I don't either, Tony, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Yes, since when has Grandma had to suffer because some clown in a state legislature has decided how many pills she can take? That's what's happened. You realize that's what happened. And your doctor's stuck. He is so afraid. She is so afraid of being probed and investigated regarding how many painkillers he or she is prescribing, that they're sticking to the fewest they can possibly prescribe. Very few doctors will go beyond that because they're afraid of losing their license, or worse, they're afraid of going to jail. Suffered through 12 years of medical school, I would go with them rather than the shoe salesman in the state legislature who think that they can prescribe your medication. All right, I'm live on a Sunday night. The next hour is for Midnight Misfits. The next hour is for only for people who are not sure, not sure of where to step next. Walter M. Sterling, the name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. I am so glad that you're with me.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Definitely feels like spring in the east and the big cities early this week with tranquil weather, partly cloudy skies and temperatures close to 60 tomorrow and well into the 70s on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a very strong late-season winter storm will be hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight, and that will affect the Midwest and southern states by midweek. And the East Coast, look for heavy thunderstorms to once again break out across the Midwest Tuesday and Wednesday with possible hail, very heavy rains, 4 and 5 inches of rain in Paducah, Kentucky, 2 to 3 inches in southern Missouri, downstate Illinois and Indiana, and falling on already saturated ground could cause some river flooding. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we're going to Vero Beach, where a 50-year-old Florida man got an Amazon package, and he says, is this for me? Well, it has my daughter's name on it, but I'll just go ahead and open it anyway, and it turns out it's a big, fat strap-on. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. But if you're on the fence, yes, one of those. So the dad's like, what's this for? And his 18-year-old daughter's like, dude, just give it to me. He's like, no, I didn't know you were into this. Are you doing this for money or what? None of your business. It escalates. She knocks down her dad, gets on top of him, and starts pummeling him, like ground and pound, like UFC, beating the crap out of him. And he finally gets her off, and they make so much noise, the neighbors call the cops. So the cops show up, and he tells the cops, yeah, my 18-year-old daughter beat the crap out of me because I wouldn't give her a giant strap-on. Guys, I saw the mugshot of the girl, and you know what? Not too bad. I mean, I wouldn't let her, but, you know, not too bad. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
So jury selection is happening in the Parkland school shooting about the sentencing of the guy, and the jurors are being selected, and they're asked about any scheduling conflict, and this juror gets up, and she says, well, it's my birthday in July, and my sons both have their birthdays in July, and I have a husband and a sugar daddy that I have to see every day. No, I'm not making that up.
I have my sugar daddy that I see every day.
I'm sorry?
My sugar daddy.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about, but...
Well, I'm married and I have my sugar daddy.
Okay.
I see him every day.
All right.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Fort Myers, Florida, where a 29-year-old Florida man is accused of filming two young girls as they were trying on clothes in a Walmart dressing room. So Papa Bear was not very happy when the girls came out and told their dad. So he goes to chase the guy down, and he runs. Cops find him waiting at the bus stop. Like, I'm glad he got caught, but this is your getaway? You're going to take the bus? Throw him in the wood chipper. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Bellevue. A mobile home park in Bellevue, trailer park, has a 16-year-old boy hanging out with his friends, and two of their 17-year-old friends from the trailer park stop by to see what's going on.
And so they were telling him, yeah, we got this bulletproof vest and it works. How do you know? Well, we put it on him and we shot it. It hurt, but it didn't go through and it definitely didn't kill him. And so they're like, we want to see. So he puts on the vest again. Apparently they've done this a few times. And when the guy goes, bam, 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 one of the bullets hits right above where the vest stops. So it goes through the chest and sadly it kills him. But they make up a story that some guy stormed in and shot their friend and then sped off. And so the trigger man's being charged with aggravated manslaughter. The cops have all the evidence they need because the boys filmed both of the shootings on Snapchat. I swear I get dumber just reading this stuff. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Proof that men and women are not the same. There are key differences in men and women. There are some things you can't gloss over. In James Parker's report just now, he shared the fact that a group of boys decided to try a bulletproof vest on one of their friends and shoot it with real bullets. And, oh, gee, the kid died. The kid was murdered, even though he was wearing a bulletproof vest. But I know the way boys think. Every guy in the country, every male in America, the minute they heard about bulletproof vests, thought, I wonder if they really work. I wonder if they really work. I'd like to try one on. I'd like to try one on you and see if it really works. That's how boys think. Not one girl has ever had the thought of, gee, let me get some of my girlfriends. We'll try on bulletproof vests and see if they work. No girl has ever had that thought. They have never thought, we really should do this. How else will we know? I don't know. That's what we need to do. Every boy who heard about bulletproof vests thought, you know, that's really cool. I'd like to see that work. And the fact that these kids tried it in Florida, it's not because they're stupid. It's they can't help it. It's a genetic thing. With every kid, it's a genetic thing. It's like, yeah, I gotta try that out. There are things that boys do that are stupid that no girl would ever do. Absolutely not. And one of them is, yeah, let's get a bulletproof vest and try it.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream.
I played this for you last week, right? For the Grammy show, our special Grammy show. But I failed to do my job as a host and explain what the dish was. I failed to explain who that was. That was Sally Field. That's Sally Field. 1967. When she was the Flying Nun. That's about as gay as I'm going to get tonight, because I'm not going to talk about Trevor Lawrence tonight. So that'll have to keep you over. But again, only a bunch of boys would put on a bulletproof vest and go, yeah, let's see if it really works. Let's see. All right, it's the Midnight Misfit time of Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Easter is a lawless holiday. Where are the rules about what you're supposed to give your relatives and friends for Easter? Believe me, when they're 38 years old, they don't want a colored egg. They want an actual gift, preferably one that's comfortable and enhances their life. Here's the deal. A MyPillow set of slippers or moccasins. These slippers and moccasins are designed to do something no other slipper or moccasin is designed to do. They're made to go outdoors. You can pick up the paper, you can walk the dog, you can mow the lawn in your MyPillow slippers or moccasins. And they come in an astonishing array of colors, Easter colors, from pink to baby blue to beautiful tan. These are comfy as could be. You put your feet in there and they go, oh, it's an orgasm for your feet. Here's the phone number you need to call, 800-844-0876. So you can remember it. 800-844-0876. When you call that number right now, and call them right now, your Easter giving problems are solved. Because at the other end of that line is a MyPillow gift expert, someone who wants to talk to you. Your relatives don't want to talk to you. Your friends at work don't want to talk to you. They're friends with a small f. But at 800-844-0876, you will find a MyPillow gift expert who can't wait to talk to you and share with you the information about the MyPillow slippers and moccasins. Sturdy, strong, beautifully made, comfortable inside, in an array of colors you can't believe. And they come with a 90-day guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Did you get that? Amazing. 800-844-0876. Now, here's the key. Say my name. Walter! Say my name. Walter! And the price drops dramatically. Big discounts when you use my name. MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
This is not complicated. This is a way for you finally to earn your own money. For you to finally own a piece of your own business. The name of the company is Social Indoor. That's a wacky name, huh? Social Indoor. Because it brings the power of social advertising indoors into the most busy, populated, high-traffic restrooms in your city. These are 21-inch screens that get installed in the busiest restrooms at the highest-class restaurants in your city. And what's on that screen? Advertising. And who put that advertising there? You. And when you put that advertising there, you earn money. Social Indoor. You sell the advertising, they will arrange for the graphics, they will post it on the 21-inch computer screen, and you will collect money. This is not an offering which can only be made with the proper prospectus, but get the information. Go to socialindoor.com. And right now, there's a great opportunity for you if you live in the Chattanooga area.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardized that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, I want to tell you a great story I'm working on. So when you're a detective, a lot of times you have to work with confidential informants. And it's a slippery slope working with these people because there's usually one of three reasons that someone decides to become a confidential informant. The rarest, and it's like a unicorn, is when someone wants to cooperate because they see a wrong they want righted. Someone sees something going on at their business or home life and they want to turn somebody in. For the most part, it's the second, where it's someone who's got their hand caught in a cookie jar and they're looking to shorten their sentence. And the third is a lot of times they'll do it for money. So we had an informant in my office that would give us all sorts of things, everything from home invasions to chop shops to exporting stolen vehicles out of the country. We used to call this guy the weatherman because he would always tell us what the temperature was outside. So one day he calls us up and he says, "You'll never guess what happened over the weekend." So he says, "Well, what happened?" He goes, "Well, me and Horatio, who was a known car thief, we're going down the West Side Highway, and we spot Mike Tyson on a Ducati." So I says, "Well, what happened?" He goes, "Well, we followed him down to the Javits Center, and the next thing you know, Mike Tyson gets out, he signs some autographs, and he walks into the Javits Center." So I said, "What'd you do from there?" He goes, "Well, Horatio jumped on his bike, broke the ignition, drove the Ducati up to Washington Heights, and drove the motorcycle into his first floor apartment." So I says, "All right, great. Give us the apartment number. We're going to get a search warrant. We're going to hit the place." He goes, "Well, not so fast," the informant tells us. He goes, "Horatio's already got two stolen motorcycles in there in addition to Mike Tyson's stolen Ducati. He's going to steal a couple more, and he's going to ship them out of the country back to the Dominican Republic." I said, "Okay, great. Give us the heads up when those bikes are going to be in a shipping container. You give us the shipping container number, and we'll pull the bikes when they get to Newark." So couple of weeks go by, we forgot about it, and it's a Sunday, and my partner calls me up, and he says, hey, you want to make overtime? I says, what's going on? He says, well, those motorcycles are leaving the country. I said, now? He said, yeah. I go, well, we can get them tomorrow at Newark. He goes, no, they've been taken apart, bubble wrapped, put in shipping crates, and they're going to get airlifted out of the country from JFK Airport tonight. So what we did was we drove down to Kennedy Airport and the shipping company, and we just hung around, and probably about an hour later, who comes showing up but Horatio and several of his friends in a stolen van loaded with five or six stolen motorcycles, including Mike Tyson's, en route to the Dominican Republic. Horatio couldn't figure out for the life of him why the NYPD Auto Crime Division was waiting for him at the airport. So Horatio made bond and fled to the Dominican Republic, where he thought he was safe and kept in touch with our informant. But what wound up happening a short time later was Horatio got decapitated in a motorcycle accident in the Dominican Republic. So his family and friends set up a shrine in Washington Heights in front of his building, and when the cops went to take the shrine down, there was a mini riot in front of his building. So the running joke around our office was Saint Horatio, the patron saint of motorcycle thieves, was causing problems beyond the grave. So be sure to check out my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
That's his best story. That's the best story I've ever heard Vic Ferrari tell. This is Sally Field. When she was the Flying Nun at 17, she sang that song. In fact, there's a whole album of Sally Field singing as the Flying Nun. I know, you want to hear another one. I'm not going to hear play another Sally Field song, but I'll play that hook again. Felicidad, a Spanish word meaning happy or something. Felicidad. All right, we're talking about the fact that too many people have lost their careers or jobs because they made a bad tweet. Here's my opinion. Unless you are paid to tweet, if you're paid to maintain your company or employer's tweet account, Twitter account, it doesn't matter what you tweet. Because if you say something stupid on Twitter, but it's not your job, you're not being paid to do it, it's not on your employer's account, it's not nobody's business but yours. You want to be stupid on Twitter? You want to be stupid under your name and you're not being paid to do it? It's your business. It's just like standing in a bar after work and you're gossiping with the other people at a bar, and you're sharing your feelings, your true feelings, your three-drink feelings with other people at the bar, it doesn't count. The next day you go to work, oh, gee, you know, I had a few, I didn't mean that. That's what it's like. But instead on Twitter, anything you write, it goes on your permanent record. I have known too many people who have lost their jobs for no reason. I have known businesses that have been closed and gone bankrupt or transferred because of one tweet. This week in radio, a morning host at a big radio station was let go because she compared Kamala Harris's clothes, outfit, to that of a United Parcel driver. In my opinion, I have seen Kamala Harris dressed very poorly. It seems as though none of her outfits fit. But that's my opinion. If I put it on Twitter, should I be fired for that? Looks to me like none of her outfits fit. They all look like Kmart outfits. And that's too bad because she's the vice president of the United States. She should look spectacular. And she never looks spectacular. Here's what has caused some people to lose their lives because of what they wrote on Twitter. Here's Damian Goddard. Goddard was a Toronto-based sports reporter who was best known as an anchor and TV personality on Sportsnet. In 2011, Goddard made a tweet about his opinion on same-sex marriage. In the tweet, he wrote that he supported hockey agent Todd Reynolds and his view on the supposed true meaning of marriage between a man and a woman. He was quickly and swiftly fired by Rogers Sportsnet. Rogers is the name of the broadcasting company in Canada. but he has continued to stand by his tweets. He didn't apologize, but he got fired for that. Mike Bacsik is a former major league pitcher who is probably best known for being the guy in that Barry Bonds hit. His record, 756 home run. After his baseball career, Bacsik worked as a producer of the ticket. In 2010, during the 2010 NBA playoffs, is when Bacsik made a terrible, terrible mistake. Following a San Antonio Spurs victory over his hometown Dallas Mavericks, Bacsik sent out a tweet that read, "Congratulations to all the dirty Mexicans in San Antonio." Of course, this quickly spread throughout Twitter and outraged thousands. He deleted the tweets and later apologized. But the damage was already done by then, and he was fired from his job. Again, his job, that wasn't his job. His job had nothing to do with Twitter, but yet he was fired for it. And I believe very strongly that nobody should be fired for anything except what they're paid to do. You can't be fired for peripheral activities. It's wrong. It's a mistake. It's not right. And again, were these people fired for doing a bad job? No. They were fired for being stupid. And they could be stupid. It's okay. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Now, would you talk to me? Do you have a call? Okay. So that's how I feel. No matter how dumb it is, unless somebody says something disparaging about the company, but you could say that at a bar after work. And millions of people have said disparaging things about their companies at bars after work and not gotten fired. I think Twitter is the digital age definition of a bar. That's all it is. They're just letting go of some steam after work. They're putting up stupid things that in the light of sobriety at dawn, they would take back and regret. And gee, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But to fire people over stupid things they say on Twitter, bad idea, because there are two problems. One is the fact that the minute they're fired over something stupid they wrote on Twitter, instead of maybe 100, 200, 300 people knowing, everybody knows. Everybody in the company knows. All their competitors knows. Everybody knows. Because they're working on the assumption that everybody in the world has a Twitter account, and they don't. And they're working on the assumption that everybody in the world looks at their Twitter account all the time, every day, watches it, studies it, follows it. It's crazy. We don't. Those are the two problems. One, it assumes everybody has a Twitter account, looks at the Twitter account, cares about the Twitter account, and they don't. And a lot of people have goofy handles. You may not know who that really is. You may not know who that insane person is who wrote that thing, silly thing, if they're using a handle. It's a wrong way to manage people. It's a wrong way to manage your business. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about the smartest thing Elon Musk has done today. No, it's not. Has nothing to do with Amber Heard. That was a moment of pause. Amber Heard and Elon Musk. Elon, like, he wasn't really thinking. Please notice the only time Elon Musk had trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission is when he was dating Amber Heard, because she got his eye off the ball. He wasn't paying attention. She had him spinning so far around. It was like, what the heck's going on in my bedroom? Who is this? This is crazy. But he came up with a brilliant idea today that you and I will discuss. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. It's live on Sunday night. Can you beat that? I'm Walter M. Sterling.
Welcome to iCall! Welcome to iCall!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Very strong late season winter storm will affect the Pacific Northwest tonight and tomorrow. Heavy rains along Interstate 5 through Washington and Oregon, and heavy snows across the Cascade Mountain and into the Rockies Tuesday. Potential blizzard conditions and whiteout could affect Interstates 90 and 94 through northern Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota. Wind and blowing dust through northern California and Nevada into Utah by Tuesday, with much cooler temperatures Las Vegas, for example, no rain, but high wind warnings tomorrow and highs near 80 tomorrow will be in the 50s. Tuesday, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Rain showers in Sacramento and parts in Southern California, but not much in the way of rain. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, welcome back to the old-fashioned radio talk show. I'm Brad, and I'm ready to take your calls. Well, here we are in 1976, the 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. What about all the hoopla around this celebration? It seems like we've been getting ready for years. The other day, the Treasury reissued a $2 bill as part of the anniversary. Actually, it's about time. We need at least $2 now to buy everything that used to cost a dollar. This may be the home of the brave, but it is not the land of the free, if you get my drift. Well, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip came to the U.S. this week to help celebrate the big event. How do you think they felt about coming to help their traitorous colonies celebrate? Well, I guess after all these years, it's not as big a deal as it used to be. Are you ready to say enough already, or do you just love all the pomp, parades, and fireworks? We'll open the phone lines after the news at the top of the hour, followed by the weather, brought to you by Corvettes.
Corvettes has more of what you're looking for.
At Corvettes, you'll find more than just a couple of famous brand stereos. We've got lots, including the newest by Panasonic, Fisher, and Pioneer. You'll find the newest radios, too, from portables to digital clock radios, plus a whole host of tape recorders.
What's the team? What's the score? I need a new TV set. What's the best store?
Corvettes has more of what you're looking for.
There's more in store for you at Corvettes, from Panasonic's battery portable TV to Sony's new electronic tuning, plus the latest videotape recorders. So for great values on the latest in home entertainment,
Corvettes has more of what you're looking for. There's more in store for you at Corvettes.
We've got the latest news, the most up-to-date news. WOKE in Charleston Town.
Just for the record, I don't listen to any of the production, the fancy bits, until they're on the air. I hear them the same time as you do, because if I did listen ahead of time, you would be denied of so much entertainment. I'd be hiding under the desk. I'd be like, there's no way that I can do this. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I'm live on Sunday night.
So many stories. It's a big moment. A sister moment. Boop. Beep. 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 Also, you missed the boop. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Boop. So my story. I'm going to tell it if that's okay with you. So again, I'm going to set the scene. Days Are Gone is done. We're done, we have to go home, we have to write songs. Really scary. Scary, we have nothing left over, we have to start from scratch. What do we do? What do three girls from the valley do? We go into a living room, that's what we do. We get into a living room. Sorry, I need to set up for my punchline here. So, we're all sitting together, we're writing songs. We write this one song. And it's a ballad. And I say this every night because it means I'm telling the truth. I don't like ballads. I don't like a ballad. I don't like a ballad. But I liked the song. I liked the song, so I kept the song. And every time me and Danielle and SU get together and we review all the songs, I'd be like, you guys, there's this one song. We can't let go of it. And SU and Danielle would be like, you're annoying. Stop bringing up this song. And I'd be like, I would say, I'm not gonna stop bringing it up until we figure this out. So, Beyonce. Thank you, Beyonce, whatever you are. Check your queen. In your queen, wherever you are. Thank you. Yes, that's for Beyonce. Thank you. I love you. She likes the story, obviously. Blessing. So one day, SD and Danielle are like, we're going to figure this out for you. And we're in the studio, and we're with Ariel, who's here tonight. Ariel Rechshine, our producer.
Give it up, Ariel.
shot. I don't know where he is. He's here somewhere. And we're fiddling around with songs, and then we hear this one. Magical sound. And I'm hearing the sound, I'm like, you guys, I think we got something. And then, bada bing, bada boom, it was our first single.
Yes, we were! Yes!
So I tell this story every night because I have to shout out every little sister and brother out there. I see all of you. I feel all of you. I feel my pain. To all you little siblings out there, I tell you to stand your ground. Because at the end of the day, you're always right.
Haim is starting there. Next tour, One More Haim, on April 24th, they start in Las Vegas, home of KXNT, my beloved affiliate in Las Vegas, KXNT. Their tour starts April 24th. Now, indulge me. There's one little air clip. There's one little clip of a radio show that fascinates me. It's very short. It is an indulgence. I'm not going to say to you, this is mass entertainment. This is like two people entertainment, but listen to it very carefully. Listen to the quality of this disc jockey's voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
KK Los Angeles.
7:03 in the nitty gritty city. This is Robert W. Morgan. You know something? I'd rather be on the radio than on anything else.
Now, what's significant about that? I want you to listen to the timbre and the quality, and most importantly, the confidence in his voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
KK Los Angeles.
7:03 in the nitty gritty city. This is Robert W. Morgan. You know something? I'd rather be on the radio than on anything else.
That is the best advice I can give you about your career. Did he say anything funny? No. Did he say a revelation? No. Was there anything informative about what he had to say? No. But yet, he quickly became the number one morning man in Los Angeles. And he was doing a voiceover of a Dionne Warwick song on a top 40 station at 8 in the morning. Why isn't Dionne Warwick in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet? She was on every single top 40 station in America with every one of her hits. The top 40 stations, the rock stations made her a star. She wasn't on the creepy MOR stations that played Ray Conniff. She was on the top 40 stations with guys like that. But what was interesting about him is he decided to be the number one morning man in Los Angeles. It was his confidence that cut through the radio, that you grabbed you. You had to listen to him. You had to listen to him. Again, anything funny? No. He wasn't particularly funny. He was confident. And I am telling you, I am sharing with you, whatever you have to work up in your gut as you go out to get a new job after COVID, as you go out to get a better job after COVID, you have to work up that confidence.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
KK Los Angeles.
7:03 in the nitty gritty city. This is Robert W. Morgan. You know something? I'd rather be on the radio than on anything else.
All right, it's 45 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Imagine a pair of slippers so sturdy you can wear them outdoors. Those are the My Pillow slippers. They're made to be worn outdoors. These are slippers with four layers of comfort inside. You put your feet in these slippers and you go, whoa, wow, this is a whole different experience. I'm wearing them right now, and they come in Easter colors. They come in beautiful buff tan, in a delicious, wonderful looking pink, white, black, whatever color you can imagine, that's the color they come in, and real sizes, length and width. MyPillow.com, 800-844-0876. Call them. Say my name, Walter, 800-844-0876. When you say my name, Walter, the price drops dramatically. Dramatically. Give them a call right now because they're waiting to talk to you on a Sunday night. Who ever heard of anything so crazy? Order your Easter gifts now because Easter's lawless. There are no rules about Easter. Who knows what you're supposed to give at Easter? I will tell you what you're supposed to give at Easter. It's the MyPillow moccasins. You will thank me. The MyPillow moccasins come with four layers, including memory foam. The minute you step in memory foam in the slipper, they become yours forever. They mold to your feet. And then they protect you when you go outdoors. You go outside in your slippers. Whoever heard of that? This means comfort for the rest of your life. 800-844-0876. These are guaranteed. They got a warranty, the whole shebang. Everything you want in a slipper, it's there. 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday doesn't fit in.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida Story, we're going to have a couple of lesbianic stories here. The first one's kind of fun. These two married ladies, who are kind of cute, 29 and 27 years old, they meet a waiter, a guy who waits on them in the Clearwater area. Starts up a chat, they agree to hook up with them later, and they have a little threesome going. So they repeat the fun a few times. And then at some point, they get into an argument, and so he kicks the lesbians out, and they come back, and they glitter bomb him. They yell at him, and he comes out on the balcony, so they throw, it says containers of glitter, but this is known as a glitter bombing, and they have a bunch of open little jars of glitter. And so then they literally climb up to the second floor balcony and break into his apartment, and they hit him with glitter a few more times, and then they spread glitter around his house, and then they run off into the night laughing. Don't you hate it when the lesbian couple you're having a three-way with get mad and throw glitter at you? Boy, that's the worst. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Largo. 53-year-old Florida woman gets in an argument with her girlfriend because the 53-year-old Florida woman thinks the girl's cheating on her. So they're screaming at each other. Things escalate. So she holds up a tabby cat and puts it in her girlfriend's face. And here's the quote. I want you to swear on your cat's life that you are not cheating. I swear I didn't cheat. Well, the cat doesn't like it very much and gets upset and starts trying to get away and ends up clawing the girlfriend in the face. The girlfriend thinks it was done on purpose. And so she calls the cops. Cops show up. Look, whether it was on purpose or not, this 53-year-old Florida lesbian gets arrested and accused with battery for scratching up her girlfriend's face with a house cat. Yeah, and I saw this mugshot, and fellas, this is a hard pass. Still a funny story, though. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
And for our last Florida story, this is a sort of a public service announcement. The Florida Department of Health is reporting the outbreak of a rare infection that's primarily happening among gay, bisexual, and really just men who have sex with men, because it is transmitted exclusively through a sex act that is really associated with men, except for like if my wife gets really drunk. The funny part is, though, it is called meningococcal disease. That's right, meningococcal disease. I thought you'd appreciate that.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Alan, I talked to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get an answer that you want me to.
Unbelievable. What a talent. Alana Haim. Their tour starts on the 24th of this month in Las Vegas. They're going to go to the Hollywood Bowl, Madison Square Garden. They're the best band. And they're constructed just like Hanson. Hanson is three brothers who make hits. Haim is three sisters who make hits. And then sitting on Stacy are three freaks who make hits. These are my favorite bands at the moment. All right, 53 past the hour, Elon Musk has come up with a brilliant idea. One of those, oh, gee, why didn't I think of it ideas? Brilliant idea. He says, you know, all these office buildings, these A-class office buildings with the great air conditioning and the carpeting, people are not coming back to them. And the Facebook building, which is in, where is it? Let's see here. He used a very specific example. La, 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 la. Known for his social media antics, initially asked if he could transform the company, Facebook's, Twitter's, company Silicon Valley headquarters into a homeless shelter before suggesting the removal of the W in Twitter. All right. He's right. He says most people aren't coming back to these buildings. They learned in the pandemic that they do not need to go into a building 50 to an hour and 50 minutes away from their home in order to do thought work. These are thought workers, people who need ideas in order to do their job, to look at word processing, email. That's all they do. They don't have to physically be next to a lathe. They don't have to be on an assembly line. What they have to do is write, copy, and come up with ideas. That's what they do. If you're writing a catalog for a company, if that's your job to edit and write a catalog, you can do that at home, probably better. And in my opinion, always better, because old Charlie and Susan are not across the hall staring at you and your strange shoes and the strange things you put on your desk. You don't need all those people to gossip about what you're doing. It's unnecessary. The worst thing you're going to have to do is go back to a building. And some of the creepy old bankers, some of the country club bankers, people who decide whether or not you get into the country club, well, you know, you have to come into the office at least 3 days a week. Come in 3 days a week. Be here 3 days a week so I can watch you, so I can see that you're working. It's a factory floor mentality, and it's BS. Completely unnecessary. You should not have to go into an office if for the past 18 months, 2 years, you've been able to do your job without going into an office. Why should you suddenly have to go into an office? I don't know. It is crazy. But many of these Eastern establishment bankers, insurance people are saying, well, you know, you better get into the office. You're going to have to be here 3 days a month. Then the worst thing they do is they say, if you don't come into the office 3 days a week, we're going to cut your pay. Because your pay was based on having to commute. No, it wasn't. I've been in those jobs. I know how your pay was computed. It was not based on you coming to. Never once was I in a compensation meeting with those a-holes where people sat down and said, well, you know, they have to spend this much for gas and they have to spend this much for tolls and this is what they should be salaried. Never once did I run into that in my life. Because it didn't happen, and it's not happening now. They're not saying, well, you know, we've calculated how much we're paying you based on gas and tolls and wear and tear on your car. Yeah, we factored that into your salary there, buddy. No, they didn't. And if they ever pull that crap on you, you say to them, you're lying. Because it is a lie. It has never happened ever. I've been in those compensation meetings. I've been in the C-suites. All my life, the last thing they ever talk about is your suffering to get to work. That has never come up. Your suffering to get to work has never been an issue in their minds. You know what's an issue in their minds? Maybe we should pay for gym membership. And what is the competitive salary range so we don't lose anybody? That's it. They don't figure, gee, if we pay for gas, we won't lose an employee. Never has that thought come across their minds. Nope. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.